Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, pleased to be joined by the director of Main Street Guthrie Center, Dana Buster. It's always a pleasure when we have her on, and a big festival coming up, the 50115 Fest there in Guthrie Center. We'll be talking about that and a couple of other big events coming up in GC. So Dana, as always, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, James.
Yeah, so first of all, that 50115 Fest is going to be a lot of activities and kind of fun stuff for the kids and the adults. Kind of run down the schedule of events for us.
Okay, great. Hey, so this year we've kind of done different things every year. We've moved our festival to Saturday. Usually it's held on Friday, and so it'll be Saturday, June 9th this year in downtown Guthrie. And usually we kind of try to have a lot of things for the kids to do during the day and then kind of shift into some adult items in the evening. And so this year our theme is going to be a carnival, and we've got all kinds of little carnival games that we're going to have set up. And we have some really interesting inflatables this year for the kids. They have this Hungry Hungry Hippo game that is inflatable that the kids tie into and, you know, try to play the classic game, get the ball out of the middle. So it's a new kind of one that they have. And also another new one that they have that we are going to have this year is called Whack-A-Wall. And it's kind of the same theme as Whack-A-Mole, only it's a giant inflatable and a wall. You're just trying to push the peg back and forth before the time is up. And then, of course, we're going to have like a giant classic inflatable slide. Some other things that we're going to have for the kids is a crazy hair station. The Army National Guard is going to bring their rock wall and their laser tag. We have Zounds the Clowns coming, and he's going to do some balloon animals, face painting. We got a cupcake walk. And the fire department is going to bring a fire truck down and let the kids do a little walkthrough with the fire truck. And so we just have a lot of stuff going on during the day for the kids. And then happening all day, we're going to have a food truck, Curb and Cuisine, that's coming down from Des Moines that's going to be serving food all day. And in addition, Cabbage Rose from here in Guthrie is going to have some food available for purchase all day long as well. From 4 to 6 p.m., we are going to be having bingo downtown, and that is going to be actually hosted by the Activity Center as a fundraiser. So if everyone wants to come down and play a little bingo and help out a good cause, that would be great. We have one more thing for the kids for the day, and that is going to be an indoor movie night, and we're showing Peter Rabbit. Now, normally that would be part of our summer movie series that happens every second Saturday during the summer, but because they land on the same date and because we're going to have some loud music playing outside, we decided to make the kids' movie an indoor one for this showing. Adult-wise, we are going to have lots of live music. From 3 to 5, we're going to have live music from Paul Hawkins, who is here from Guthrie. And then from 7 to 9 p.m., we're going to have music by Tommy Lewis. And then from 9 to 11 p.m., we're going to have live music by Boomtown Riot. And then all during the live music, we're going to be doing kind of, we're having a backyard party theme where we're going to have beverages available for sale with the live music playing. We have all kinds of yard games like bags and washers. We have a giant Connect Four and Jenga and Yardzee. So we're just kind of just trying to do more of a casual community, hang out together and have a good time, kind of kick off summer. And then in addition, we're going to be giving away prizes all through the night while the bands are playing from 7 to 11 p.m. on the hour. Yeah, just having a good time downtown.
So you see, everybody, this is why you can't not come to Guthrie Center this summer. I mean, there's just something going on every single weekend, I swear, here in Guthrie County, and Guthrie Center is no different. The night before, of course, the ACGC Fine Arts Glowfar Run, if you want to get some exercise in before you carb out on all those food truck and beverage delights there at the 50115 Fest. So lots of things going on that weekend, but of course, Dana, we've got another big thing coming up about a month from now. And that is the Smithsonian exhibit, the official grand opening June 23rd. Any other additional details that you can tell us about that whole project?
That whole project is going to be happening at the library for 6 weeks. And then almost every Saturday, we're going to be having a special event of some kind. Of course, you mentioned that we're going to have the ribbon cutting and the kickoff with the ACGC pep band playing and a coaches forum that day. But then every Saturday after that, we're going to be, or almost every Saturday, we're going to be having some kind of theme day, whether it be a baseball day, Iowa State Day, University of Iowa Day. We've got Dan Gable coming, lots of local sports people. So every Saturday, we want to check our Facebook and check our hometown teams, Smithsonian exhibit, and see what's going on during the day. All of those Saturday events are free. There are going to be some kids activities and lots of interesting sports people to talk with and talk about sports in general and also sports here in Guthrie Center. Also so excited is we are having Six on Six, the musical that is being put on by the Guthrie Community Theater Group here. And that is going on Thursday, July 5th, Friday, July 6th. And then a matinee on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. that week. So that is really exciting as well.
And that's going to coincide with the L-School reunion there at Guthrie Center, ACGC High School, formerly Guthrie Center High School, bringing back a lot of alumni from decades past and even some recent to share those experiences. So a lot of fun stuff going on in about the next couple of months. Dana, you mentioned the indoor and outdoor movie series. The other two events are going to be outdoor in July and August. Why don't you give us those dates, times, and the movie titles, if you have them, so that everybody can put them on the calendar in advance.
So we do our outdoor movies in the City Hall parking lot, and we usually have some concessions available, and then also I usually do some raffles or something for the kids to give away something themed about the movie. So those nights are going to be happening, of course, June 9th. We're having one during 50115 Fest, which is Peter Rabbit, which will be indoors. But then on July 14th, we're going to be showing Coco, which I just got to watch last week, and it is great and very colorful and a really good story, and we'll be showing that on July 14th, and they start about 8:30. You know, we kind of got to wait for dark to be able to see them on the huge inflatable screen that we got. And then on August 11th, we will be doing another night, which we'll be showing Sherlock Gnomes, and we're really excited to see that one. That one's actually not been released yet, on DVD anyways, and I think a lot of people haven't had a chance to see that one, and it's going to be a good night.
As always, check Raccoon Valley Radio for all the latest, or the Main Street Guthrie Center Facebook page. Those are the two main entities for all those event notifications. So Dana, as always, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, James.
You bet. And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.